I don't like the term sleep divorce because it's obviously, in general, tends to blame other people, and it's not a good word. It brings anxiety anyway. I like to use the word, sleep alliance, because they're working together, they're working things out, they want to make sure that it's, it's healthy for both the bed partners, the couple, where, the sleep disturbances does not affect the other partner's life.